This is Trish McGregor with your Star Power Astrology forecast for March 2025. Okay, there are two eclipses this month. A lunar eclipse in Virgo on March 14th at 2:55 a.m. Eastern, and a solar eclipse in Aries on March 29th at 6:58 Eastern. On the same day as the lunar eclipse in Virgo, Mercury turns retro in Aries at 11:46 p.m. Pacific, and at 2:46 a.m. Eastern on March 15th. It turns direct again on April 7th at 7:08 a.m. Eastern and 4:08 a.m. Pacific. So it's going to be a strange month. Just remember the rule of the three R's for those Mercury retros. Revise, review, reconsider. Take nothing for granted. Communicate as clearly, as succinctly as possible. And don't sign any contracts. The dates to watch for: March 2nd, the Sun in Pisces squares Jupiter in Gemini. March 8th, the Sun in Pisces trines Mars in Cancer. March 14th, the events I just mentioned, the lunar eclipse in Virgo, which is trined by Uranus in Taurus, and Mercury turns retro in Aries. March 21st, Venus in Aries sextiles Pluto in Aquarius. And March 29th, the solar eclipse in Aries. Aries. March 2nd may be an iffy day. Miscommunication is possible with a sibling or neighbor, so be vigilant about the way you write and speak. If things do go south, just walk away rather than get involved in an argument. Thanks to the trine between the Sun in Pisces and Mars in Cancer, the 8th should be a more stable day. You and a family member or someone within your personal environment see eye to eye on something you're doing behind the scenes, a gig, a commitment. Two events on March 14th make today a weird and perhaps challenging day. At 2:55 a.m. Eastern Time, there's a lunar eclipse in Virgo, trined by Uranus in Taurus. At 11:46 p.m. Pacific, and at 2:46 a.m. Eastern on 3:15, Mercury turns retro in your sign, Aries. Big ouch. So the 14th and 15th kind of meld together. All right, the lunar eclipse first. This one occurs in your daily work area, your 6th house. Something is coming to an end. A project, a particular gig, maybe even your day job. You may experience a sudden insight and make a decision based on that insight. That's the Uranus trine for insight. Whatever this entails, it's a kind of preparation for the new opportunities that should surface with the solar eclipse in your sign on the 29th. More on that shortly. The Mercury retro in your sign screws things up in two ways about it. Miscommunication flourishes. Double-check all appointments and travel plans you have, and remember the rules, the three R's for navigating this period more successfully. Revise, review, and reconsider. The 21st brings a good time with friends, colleagues, people in your network. It's an ideal day to touch base with members in your network with a newsletter, email, your plans for the new year. Also, Venus is in your sign, and that should bring in additional money, a new romantic interest, a new creative endeavor. But keep in mind that with Mercury retrograde, this on all fronts may be delayed. The solar eclipse in Aries on the 29th is usually like a double new moon, so double the new opportunities should surface. However, with Mercury retro, the opportunities may not show up until after April 7th, when the trickster planet turns direct. These opportunities should delight you in that they offer you the opportunity to expand your personal world in significant ways. Taurus. For months now, Jupiter in Gemini in your income area has been expanding what you're earning. Today, March 2nd, it squares the Sun in Pisces, indicating a challenge with your network or brand. If your members pay, there could be a problem with payments. Don't procrastinate on dealing with this. On the 8th, the trine between the Sun in Pisces and Mars in Cancer deepens your intuition. It's an ideal day to touch base with your network through a newsletter or email and discuss your plans for 2025. If you receive constructive feedback, integrate it into your plans. The 14th brings the first eclipse of March, a lunar eclipse in Virgo in your 5th house. Uranus in your sign trines it. So something in your creative life is coming to an end or is being completed. There may be an unexpected or sudden element to it, but this works out in your favor. So go with the flow. However, Mercury also turns retrograde today in Aries and doesn't turn direct again until April 7th. So yes, miscommunication flourishes during these retrograde periods. Don't sign contracts or start anything new. And remember the rule of the three R's. Renew, reconsider, and revise. The 21st features a beautiful sextile today between Venus and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius. Something you're doing behind the scenes benefits you professionally and may result in additional income through a new creative endeavor. However, with Mercury still retro, things may be delayed until after April 7th. The solar eclipse in Aries on March 29th is like a double new moon and ushers in double the new opportunities. But then again, because of the Mercury retro, these new opportunities may be delayed until after this April 7th. Among the possibilities, you find a new therapist, land a new gig behind the scenes that is productive and lucrative. You have a chance to work in solitude and find that you love it. Gemini. Okay, it's a Mercury retro month, and since that planet rules your sign in Virgo, you undoubtedly know what it means. Miscommunication flourishes. Don't sign contracts between March 14th and April 7th when Mercury turns direct, and follow the rule of the three R's, revise, review, and reconsider. On March 2nd, the Sun in Pisces squares Jupiter in your sign. With the Sun in your career area, you may want to avoid communication today with your employer and colleagues. This square will feel like a Mercury retro. Jupiter has been busy expanding your personal life, and that will continue until June 9th. When it enters Cancer. On the 8th, that Sun in Pisces trines Mars in Cancer in your income area. A professional project or assignment brings in additional income. Everything connected to this unfolds smoothly, effortlessly. Appreciate it. Enjoy it. In 6 days, Mercury in Aries turns retrograde. Okay, so here we are at March 14th. There are two events, a lunar eclipse in Virgo and the Mercury retro. First, the eclipse. It occurs in your fourth house, home, family, your personal environment. Something in this area is reaching completion or ending. One of your kids, for instance, may be leaving home for college or for a new job. You may decide to put your home on the market, or perhaps you won't be working at home anymore. Since Uranus in Taurus trines this eclipse, the event occurs quickly and suddenly. However, with Mercury retrograde in Aries, you may have some miscommunication issues concerning your network that you should deal with. On the 21st, the universe tries to compensate for all this erratic energy with a sextile between Venus in Aries and Pluto in Aquarius. Usually this might bring about a romance, a creative project that brings in additional income. But thanks to Mercury's antics, there may be a significant delay. The solar eclipse in Aries on the 29th should bring double new opportunities with your network or brand. However, with Mercury still retrograde, there may be delays until after April 7th. When they do surface, you'll recognize these opportunities, and your job is to select the one that feels right for you and where you are in your life. Cancer. The second may feel like a Mercury retro day with a square between the Sun in Pisces and Jupiter in Gemini. Something may go sideways with your plans for a trip overseas. Try to get it straightened out today with calls or email. The trine on the 8th is between the Sun in Pisces and Mars in your sign. You should love this one. It deepens your intuition and brings clarity to your overseas plans or your graduate school process. Mars in your sign instills a lot of physical energy. The 14th features two events, a lunar eclipse in Virgo and Mercury turns retro in Aries in your career area. Let's take the eclipse first. Lunar eclipses signal endings and completions, so it's possible you're moving to a different neighborhood or into a different group of friends and acquaintances, or you may be completing a communication project of some kind. Whatever the particulars, keep in mind that Mercury turns retro later in the day, or tomorrow if you live in the Eastern time zone. So miscommunication is a distinct possibility. It doesn't turn direct again until April 7th. Communicate clearly with your employer, clients, and colleagues, and take nothing for granted. Double-check on appointments. Don't sign any contracts until after April 7th. On the 21st, Venus in Aries sextiles Pluto in Aquarius. A responsibility or a project you've taken on should bring in money or result in a break in credit, a mortgage, or insurance. Now we arrive at the solar eclipse on the 29th. Usually, solar eclipses are like double new moons, so double the new opportunities. These opportunities should surface in your career area. A new career, new job, new employer, new clients, you get the idea. However, with Mercury misbehaving, these opportunities may not show up until after April 7th. Leo, for months now, Jupiter in Gemini has been expanding your network and its membership, but on March 2nd, it squares the Sun in Pisces in your 8th house on your financial axis. So there may be issues in your getting paid by members of your network or for a project you've completed and submitted. Communicate with the person or people involved. On the 8th, the Sun in Pisces trines Mars in Cancer and brings an opportunity to work behind the scenes in some capacity. Ghostwriter, producer, therapist, counselor. Or you may find a therapist who is ideal for you. Two events on the 14th make it a confusing day. First, the lunar eclipse in Virgo in your income area, and then Mercury turns retro in Aries until April 7th in your 9th house. But first, the eclipse. Lunar eclipses often signal the end of something, so it may be the source of income is closing up. Don't fret about it. With the solar eclipse in Aries on the 29th, new opportunities will surface. The 21st is, at least, a calmer, saner day. Venus in Aries trines Pluto in Aquarius. You may meet someone whose ideas and beliefs are like your own, and a romantic interest is kindled. Or you may find the ideal business partner whose vision aligns with yours. The solar eclipse in Aries on March 29th forms a beautiful angle to your Leo sun. These eclipses are like double new moons, so double the new opportunities. Possibilities? You may have a chance to go overseas, attend graduate or law school, or teach a workshop in spirituality. But keep in mind that their appearance may be delayed until after April 7th, when Mercury turns direct. Virgo. Yes, it's that time of year again, when the planet that rules your sign and Gemini, Mercury, turns retrograde. But before we get there on March 14th, here's some other dates to consider this month. On March 2nd, there's a square between the Sun in Pisces and Jupiter in Gemini. For the past few months, several months, Jupiter's been in your career area, expanding your professional options. It makes this square feel like an aberration. The issue is miscommunication between you and a business or personal partner. The trine on the 8th between the Sun in Pisces and Mars in Cancer makes this an ideal day to touch base with your network of friends and colleagues. A business or personal partner has suggestions about this that prove beneficial. A newsletter would be a great way to communicate, outlining any plans you have for your network brand in 2025. March 14th will be an iffy day, with a lunar eclipse in your sign and Mercury turning retro in Aries. Uranus and Taurus trines the eclipse, and that brings an element of pleasant surprise to something that is ending in your personal life. It may be something you don't want or need anymore, and chances are this door shutting results in another door opening. The Mercury retro happens in your 8th house on your financial axis. Money you're expecting or a credit in your insurance or mortgage may not unfold as you expected. Miscommunication is rampant. The retrograde ends on April 7th. The sextile on the 21st between Venus and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius unites the energies of your 8th and 6th houses. It looks like a creative project or responsibility you take on in your daily work may bring in additional income on a temporary basis. But with Mercury retro, you may have to wait until after April 7th, for this to manifest. The solar eclipse in Aries on March 29th is like a double new moon, and that means double the opportunities. Possibilities are financial, but with Mercury retro, look for things to start happening after April 7th. Libra. For months now, Jupiter in Gemini has been expanding your communication skills, worldview, and perhaps your hunger for foreign travel, too. But on March 2nd, it squares the Sun in Pisces in your daily work area. You and a colleague or employer may disagree on something important, and honest communication is advised and needed. The trine on the 8th is between the Sun in Pisces and Mars in Cancer. As a result of a responsibility or task you've taken on in your daily work routine, your career and professional life have been benefited in some way. On the 14th, there are two events, so it will be a weird sort of day. The lunar eclipse in Virgo takes place in your 12th house. Uranus and Taurus trines it. You may be completing a job you've been doing behind the scenes, or maybe you're finishing up sessions with a therapist or counselor. Whatever it is, the completion is sudden but beneficial to you. The other event today is that Mercury turns retrograde in Aries in your partnership area until April 7th. So when dealing with personal or business partners, communicate clearly, take nothing for granted, and work through glitches however you can. And to get through this period more smoothly, follow the rule of the three R's, revise, reconsider, and review. The 21st features a beautiful sextile between Venus and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius. Put on your creativity cap and dive into a project that really moves your blood. You and a personal or business partner are able to make enough progress on this idea so that it becomes a passion and a goal. The solar eclipse in Aries on March 29th occurs in your partnership area, the 7th house. These eclipses are like double new moons, so double the new opportunities. However, with Mercury retrograde, the opportunities may not show up until after April 7th. Possibilities: a new business partner who understands your brand, a romantic interest, a new circle of friends and colleagues. Scorpio. For months now, Jupiter's been expanding part of your financial axis, the 8th house of shared resources. That includes things like royalties, mortgages, insurance, credit cards, and loans. These areas have been easier for you to navigate. But on March 2nd, the Sun in Pisces squares Jupiter, so the ease stops. You encounter a glitch in this area. You may not get it resolved today, so wait a day or two until the aspects are more positive. On the 18th, the same Sun in Pisces trines Mars in Cancer. And with fellow water signs involved, the day is much easier. If you're planning a trip overseas or applying to graduate or law schools, today is the day to finish up the process. March 14th is likely to be a confusing day with two astro events occurring, a lunar eclipse in Virgo and Mercury turning retro in Aries. This eclipse is trined by Uranus in Taurus, which brings an element of surprise with it. Something with your network or brand is being completed. Maybe you've decided to charge a membership fee, ending the freebies. Just don't do it until after April 7th. The Mercury retro takes place in your daily work area in Aries. So miscommunication with colleagues and a client or employer are likely. Take nothing for granted. Try to clear up any issues as soon as possible. The Sun in Aries on the 29th takes place in the same area. Usually these eclipses bring double the new opportunities. They're like a double new moon. But with Mercury misbehaving, they probably won't show up until after April 7th. Possibilities: a raise or promotion, a new job with better pay, a great health checkup. Sagittarius. For months now, Jupiter and Gemini has been expanding your partnership area, bringing in the right business partners and perhaps the right personal partner too. But on March 2nd, Jupiter squares the Sun in Pisces in your 4th house, and some communication difficulties ensue with someone at home or in your personal environment. It isn't insurmountable, so deal with it on the day, on a day when the aspects are friendlier, like the 8th. On the 8th, the trine between the Sun in Pisces and Mars in Cancer may result in your getting a break in credit, insurance, or mortgages. Your intuition is particularly deep and flawless, so listen to it. The 14th may be an odd day. There's a lunar eclipse in Virgo in your career area that's trined by Uranus in Taurus. That's the first event. The second event is the start of Mercury retrograde with fellow fire sign Aries. Okay, this eclipse. Some aspect of your professional life is ending. Perhaps your favorite boss is leaving, or a client you've had for a long time is moving on to other areas. Whatever the event is, you don't see it coming, but it works out to your advantage. The Mercury retro happens in your 5th house. Creativity, kids, romance, things you do for fun and pleasure. Miscommunication in those areas flourishes, so be sure to communicate as clearly as possible. Don't sign any contracts, start anything new, or take anything for granted. Follow the rule of the three R's, revise, review, and reconsider. To some extent, the 21st may help to compensate for the 14th. Venus in Aries sextiles Pluto in Aquarius, so it looks as if you're communicating well with people you love. This aspect may bring a new romantic interest into your life, or you and your partner discover you're going to have a child. The solar eclipse in Aries on the 29th should trigger double the new opportunities, except that Mercury is retrograde, so everything is likely to be delayed until after April 7th. some possibilities with this one. A new and creative endeavor that you love, a pregnancy, a new family pet, the chance to do something you really enjoy. Capricorn. For months now, Jupiter in Gemini has been expanding your communication and your daily work, your third house. Today, that expansion runs into a glitch when Jupiter and the Sun in Pisces square each other. You and a neighbor or sibling may disagree on something. If the disagreement is with a sibling, you can work things out in today. If you're diplomatic, if it's with a neighbor, wait a day or two. On the 8th, the trine between the Sun in Pisces and Mars in Cancer brings an ease in communication between you and a business or personal partner. Use today to work out details with business dealings and to resolve any issues with your personal partner. This aspect deepens intuition generally, so listen to your feelings about things. The 14th is a weird day. There's a lunar eclipse in Virgo trine by Uranus in Taurus, and later in the day, around the 15th Eastern Time, Mercury turns retro in Aries. Let's tackle the eclipse first. Something is reaching completion in your life. Maybe a spiritual belief, a goal, or plans for an overseas trip. Whatever it is, you don't see it coming, but it turns out to be beneficial for you. Also that day, Mercury turns retro in your fourth house in Aries. Home, family, your personal environment. So it's likely the miscommunication occurs within your family. So follow the usual protocols until April 7th. Don't sign any contracts. Don't put your home on the market. Don't start anything new. Don't have surgery. In fact, follow the rule of the three R's. Revise, review, and reconsider. The 21st is a good day. Venus in Aries trines Pluto in Aquarius. It looks as if something you're doing at home brings in additional income. However, with Mercury retrograde, it may not happen until after April 7th. You may feel like spiffing up your home in some way, so it's fine to do stuff like paint the walls. The solar eclipse in Aries on the 29th should bring double the opportunities. But these opportunities may not surface until after April 7th. Some possibilities. You put your home on the market and get an offer for your asking price. You find the right roommate. One of your kids leaves home to head for college or a new job. You get the idea. Aquarius. Jupiter in Gemini has spent months expanding your creative opportunities. But on March 2nd, there's a communication glitch when Jupiter squares the Sun in Pisces. This aspect impacts your income area. Money you're expecting doesn't arrive on time. Your client or employer may want some changes in the projects, so it's to your advantage to take care of this quickly. The trine on the 8th between the Sun in Pisces and Mars in Cancer remedies the income problem. It's a good day to spend with colleagues, brainstorming for your next project, and then submit the ideas before Mercury turns retro on the 14th. The 14th features two events and is likely to be a happy, confusing day. There's a lunar eclipse in Virgo in your 8th house, part of your financial axis, and it's trined by Uranus in Taurus. Something in your financial structure is drawn to a close, and it's a surprise. You don't see it coming, but ultimately, it's to your benefit. Later in the day, Mercury turns retro in Pisces, or in Aries, in your 3rd house of communication. Between now and April 7th, try to communicate clearly and take nothing for granted. Don't sign contracts or start anything new. And follow the rule of the three R's. Revise, review, and reconsider. The aspects of the 21st try to compensate for the general state of things. Venus in Aries sextiles Pluto in your sign, and this brings back passion into a relationship. It also triggers your creativity. Pluto in your sign has been busy tearing down norms in your life and then rebuilding. The solar eclipse in Aries on the 29th is like a double new moon. Double the new opportunities that surface. But with Mercury also retrograde in this sign, the opportunities may not begin appearing until after this trickster planet turns direct on April 7th. Some possibilities, you put your home on the market, move, have new neighbors, land a communication project, or asked to present a workshop on your expertise. Pisces. For months now, Jupiter in Gemini has been expanding your options and opportunities within your personal environment. On March 2nd, that hits a glitch when Jupiter squares the Sun in your sign. It seems there's a miscommunication with someone in your family or personal environment. Take care of it today. Get it cleared up. On the 8th, the sun in your sign trines Mars and fellow water sign Cancer, so it's a stellar day for you. Dive into your creative projects, spend the day with your kids, your partner, people you enjoy. Your intuition is running deep, heated. The 14th brings two events, a lunar eclipse in Virgo that's trined by Uranus in Taurus, and Mercury turns retro in Aries until April 7th. A relationship with a partner may be drawing to an end. If it's a business partner, the project on which you were collaborating is nearing completion. If it's a physician or attorney, then the issue that started the relationship is over. If it's a personal partner, the ending may be some agreement in the relationship. The retrograde occurs in your second house of income. Ouch. This one may require a lot of communication to get the money issue straightened out. So get on the phone, start emailing. Don't sign any contracts during this period. Don't submit anything new. Don't have surgery. Try to follow the rule of the three R's. Review, revise, and reconsider. You may find a resolution of some kind on the 21st when Venus in Aries sextiles Pluto in Aquarius. Something internal shifts for you that impacts your income in a positive way. If we do create our own reality through our beliefs and thoughts, then today is ideal for taking an honest look at what you believe. The solar eclipse in Aries on the 29th is like a double new moon, double the new opportunities. But thanks to the retrograde, the opportunities probably won't surface until after April 7th. Some of the possibilities include a new job with much better pay, a raise or promotion, a side gig that brings in additional income. In other words, Pisces, higher income is on the way, regardless.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.